And they had a great curveball working tonight, and they mixed it up. So, nothing to take away from him. He threw great.
What do you think the game plan was against you guys today, based on what you saw?
Mix it up and throw great. I mean, he did it. Whatever his game plan was exactly what he needed to do. And he mixed it up, kept us off balance, had a good curve. His curveball was working. He was throwing it for strikes and, throwing it enough to kind of get us to chase a little bit. So, I mean, you got to tip your hat.
Brian, you missed some opportunities, though, as well. I mean, even though he was pitching well, I mean, you had an opportunity in the third, fifth, eighth inning, and again in the ninth to score a couple runs. Do you go back to Philadelphia thinking what could have been?
Nope. You go back to Philadelphia with an off day tomorrow, and it's 1-1. I mean, obviously, you want to try and come out 2-0, but, hey, on the bright side, you're 1-1. So, I mean, we came here. The goal at the very least was to try to get a split and take some of that home field advantage, and now we get to go back home.
And Ryan, you guys were here before. I mean, when you were in LA, the almost identical situation for you guys, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been here multiple times, so it's obviously with LA the last series. So I mean, the only thing you can do is just go back home and try and get him on Saturday.
Ryan, a couple of days ago you talked about Mariano Rivera trying to keep the game away from him. Now that you know Girardi's willing to use him for success, does that shorten the game from
there? I mean, that wasn't a surprise. I mean, I'd seen it. I mean, I'd watched some of their games before, and I'd seen them bring him in for six-out saves. And so, I mean, it wasn't really a surprise that he went and brought him in.
Put yourself in a position where you guys had a chance to do something off of him, even though Chase on the ground's in the double play. Does that say something about the team? Can you take any kind of moral victory away from that?
I mean, yeah, it's, obviously we get to see him, and, now you kind of try and develop a little bit of a game plan against him, and, hopefully we see him again, we be able to, take advantage of those situations.
What happened on the double play ball, the liner that went into your glove? Did you catch that ball cleanly?
I couldn't hear him say out. I mean, it just kind of happened real fast, and, wasn't sure because the crowd was so loud, and then just tried to throw it down to Jimmy. So, I mean, I couldn't tell behind me that I didn't know if he had called him out or not, so I just threw it down.
Did you catch it?
What's that?
Did you catch it? Was it clean?
Did I catch it? Well, he called him out.
Thanks, bro.
What made AJ so effective tonight?
He had his breaking ball. I mean, plain and simple, his curveball. I mean, that was his best pitch, and he used his fastball to kind of set some things up every once in a while, but he had his breaking ball. When he throws his breaking ball for strikes, it's a tough pitch to hit.
Can you talk a little bit about like going up against the next guy, Pettit, big game pitcher? What kind of challenges does he present?
Pettit's going to be just that. He's going to be a challenge. He's been in these situations before. He is a big game pitcher, and, we just got to go out there and try and be patient, just try and work him and get, good pitches to hit.
How much has patience been kind of a part of your success? And